Back with UP coordinator for the DNR, Stacy Hoy, here in the studio with us today. Thanks for hanging around a little longer.
Of course. Always good to be here.
Talked about the big meeting on January 15th for the Sands Township Board. Hopefully, they will approve this public range that you have funding for on a different property, very close to where the other one was, but this time with Cliff's participation. So thank you for sharing that with us. Let's go now, as we kind of talked about, with the last NRC meeting. Boy, a lot of different things happened at the last NRC meeting.
Yes, very busy. So first of all, you know, a huge thank you to J.R. Richardson. You know, I've been with the department 10 years and he was a commissioner for 12. And what a legacy he leaves and definitely some big shoes to fill. We just are so thankful for everything he's done and all his efforts. So it was tough to see him at his last meeting, but don't worry, when he comes to Marquette for the next NRC meeting 2019, we're going to have a big event and hopefully to embarrass him and thank him for all he's done. So get those stories and photos ready. I know I'm stockpiling them.
Well, do me a favor and remind him that I've been begging him to come in the studio and talk to us. He's been on the horn with us many times, but not right here live in the studio. So I'd really like to get him in.
Oh, we'll have to make that happen.
Also, Tony Nowrowski got a great award.
Yes. So this is a fairly new award that the Natural Resource Commission has created, and it's the Thomas L. Washington Award. And it's just basically for lifetime achievements in conservation. And this was the first time we've had a UPR, and that was Tony Nowrowski from Quinnesec. And so we're really thrilled. It was a great presentation, just really thanking him mainly for how he approaches especially some of these tough issues. He's not afraid to get everybody to sit down at the table and talk through a lot of things, and it's just been a really refreshing way to handle things, and we appreciate all the work he's done.
It was also Keith's last meeting, and we're looking at a new director here coming up.
Yeah, so we also had the opportunity to thank our current director, Keith Cray, who's just been amazing and just a great leader and a great director for sure. So now I would assume within the next 30 days, we'll know, maybe even sooner, who will be his successor.
Wow, that'll be exciting news. Yes. So please keep us posted on that, obviously.
Will do.
Let's move now to a little CWD talk, because a couple things that you have an insight into is, one, this new CWD pamphlet looks very in-depth. It looks a lot more clean cut, and I'm sure that this was in response to so many people reacting to the index case that happened with this single deer in Dickinson County.
Yes, so obviously this is something we've been talking about, as you know. I mean, you've been talking about on your show for several years. And once we had that first positive case, things really just went into motion on response. And I, first of all, want to say thank you to all of the fellow hunters out there and all the different organizations, because really, you know, getting those heads into test and bringing your deer to the deer check and taking the time to educate yourself on CWD, that's just been huge. And, you know, especially like groups like UP Whitetails, who went out of their way to help us. They printed these pamphlets, you know, they distributed them. They did radio cuts,
yes,
as you know,
right here
some
on
right
the show,
here.
And talking about CWD prevention, yeah.
And that's great. I mean, that's really a team approach to doing all that we can to limit the spread of this disease. And so, I mean, first and foremost, just a thank you. And the pamphlets are great because, you know, for those folks that might not be on the website, so you can go to michigan.gov/CWD and it's all there. But this is just a great handout. I love to keep a few with me all the time, just because, like you said, it's so comprehensive in just one little brochure. It's got the map, it's got all the do's, the don'ts, and where you can get more information.
Michigan.gov/CWD. You can find this pamphlet as well online. Tell me about your visit to the testing site for CWD in Lansing.
Yeah.
The lab itself.
Yeah. So I got a chance last week in conjunction with the NRC meeting to tour the Michigan State Diagnostics Lab. And that's where we do the testing. And I've been there before, but not right in the middle of season per se. And to just see all of the process that goes into doing these tests. And as you know, I mean,
how many heads were there? I'm just curious.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It was just an endless sea of heads.
Yes. Yes. Hundreds of heads. And then, I mean, then you go into another room and they were describing the different levels of contamination. I mean, these folks are taking this, you know, every precaution is there. If their employees working in that specific lab, the designation they have is, I think they listed it as level 3. If they need to go out and take a break, even use the restroom, they have to completely change, shower, and get completely different clothes on when they come back in. You know, soaking your feet in bleach as you're exiting and entering, because this is handling multiple things, not just CWD. They were doing a necropsy on a horse we got to watch because they were trying to figure out what had happened to that animal. So this is a partnership with MSU and the DNR. Obviously, we're mainly working with wildlife, but it was something to see. It was just amazing.
A lot of big decisions to be made in the upcoming months with regard to CWD and how we're going to approach it from this point on. And hopefully they will not discover another positive CWD deer in this area or anywhere for that matter.
Yeah, I mean, obviously right now we don't have all the samples completed, but they've done a really good job. And so far, no other UP cases have tested positive. So we're on a good trajectory, hopefully, to just continue to do what we're doing.
All right. Well, keep us posted on that. And please come back and see us as soon as you can. You know, I say that, and it's usually a busy lady schedule keeping you away from us for a month or two.
Well, time goes by so fast, doesn't it? I feel like we were just here and it was a month ago.
I know. It's great to have you back in, though, and just kind of filling us in from your perspective as the UP coordinator for the DNR. Stacy Hoy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.